Hello.
Hi, Mike.
Yes.
Hi, Mike. My name is Nadine Medina. You've been speaking with my representative, James.
Okay.
Our company is Local Splash. He's been talking to you about the first page placement on Google.
He had asked
me to give you a call. I wanted to see what would be a good time to reach out to you regarding
this
to kind of go over details and pricing.
I'm home now. I just let one of your guys know that I had to get upstairs with my son. I was in the car and I'm actually home. I'm home now, so I'm available. Just had a few questions about Splash. Now, he had mentioned that you guys can actually send me leads, or that I will get leads through the ad more than likely.
Let me explain a little bit further in detail how everything works, right?
Okay.
But I did want to confirm with you. So you've been in business for 2 years. He said that you are targeting from Valparaiso, that you're targeting like a 15-mile radius, right?
Not necessarily. I mean, I could go farther out than that. I've just finished a house in Auburndale, which is probably a little farther than 15 miles. It's within Polk County, though, so.
Okay. Now, this is both residential and commercial, right?
Smaller commercial. Most people don't define that. I mean, I don't want to take on a skyscraper with a two-man crew. You know, so
I hear you.
One-story, you know, commercial building, that's fine. There's no skyscrapers, but I put commercial out because I can take
okay.
pictures.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Okay. Now, as I'm taking a look at your website's beautiful. Did you build this yourself?
Yes, ma'am.
You did an awesome job.
Well, thank you.
Yeah, I love it. You know, I come across a lot of websites, you know, a lot of business owners attempt.
Yes.
But let me tell you, you really did a great job. And I love the pictures. You know, it really shows the quality work that you're doing. And it looks like primarily what you do is, aside from the painting, pressure washing as well, correct?
Yes, ma'am. And I do drywall repair. I have a number of things. I try to keep it within the painting realm because everything else has so many moving parts. But drywall repair, popcorn ceiling removal, texturing. You know, I've done bathroom remodels. I just did one on the last job I was on. I did penny tile for him and put a new commode and vanity in. You know, there's not much to bathroom remodels, so I can move out quick on those. And so I'd like to advertise stuff like that.
But
I don't want to go crazy. And I told James, I don't have a lot of holdings. You know, like today I have $150 I can spend. I think I was told last time $149 a month.
Yes. And I'll explain what that entails. Okay. So it would be our local only package. Now the local only package, I'm going to break it down all for you so you understand. Okay. When you're talking about the local map section, what it does is it gets you found in your zip code and it's going to target 15, sometimes 20 miles. It just depends on your area. Right?
Okay.
But it's going to at least get you found within those 15 miles around your zip code.
Mm-hmm.
So what we'll do is we'll get your PIN verified. We'll create your profile page on Google and we submit it to the first page and we maintain it there. And how we get you found is by your specific keywords and keyword phrases. Okay. So that, you know, they find you at that moment when they're searching for your services, but the calls, they're going to come directly to you from the customer, Mike. Okay.
Not to Angie's leads, like the rip-off artists.
So. No. Yeah. I know they send leads, right, to like you and like three other businesses. I mean, you guys are all kind of fighting for the same lead, trying to beat each other to the phone. So Google doesn't work like that because it's your company we're promoting on there. We're not listing you on our website, and we're not putting our phone number there. It would be your number so that you receive the call directly. Okay?
Okay.
Let me ask you, do you have a Facebook page, like a personal one, maybe, if you don't have one for the business?
I do, but here lately, honestly, I've been thinking of not doing Facebook because so many political differences, and that can be bad for business, you know? If I put something on there, one of my buddies that somebody thinks
No, let me explain. Let me explain the reason that I ask, okay? So
yes,
you have a personal one, but you haven't created one for the company, correct?
No, correct.
Okay. So the reason that I'm mentioning it is because social media, okay, has really grown when it comes to marketing. So as long as you have a personal Facebook page, okay, Mike, we will create you a Facebook page for the business. Okay?
That would be great.
Now, the way that we create it, just so you know, all business pages are created through your personal one. However, no one is going to see your personal page. Okay?
Okay.
The reason it's created like that, Mike, is so that you still have access to it. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
So if you want to upload some of the work that you've done on your Facebook page for your business, you can do so. Okay?
Okay.
But at least you'll have a business Facebook page, you know, because a lot of times, you know, some of your clients are on Facebook. Okay?
Absolutely.
And there's, you know, if people are asking, I know I do on my Facebook page whenever I need work, you know, and I need someone, I don't know who to go to, and I'm searching on Google, but I also go to my Facebook page to, like, my marketplace. They call, they're like communities on Facebook, and I'll be like, hey, anybody know, you know, a landscaper or whatever, and people send referrals, like, check this Facebook page out or check out this guy, you know? So at least you have that Facebook presence for your business. So we'll create one for you. Okay.
Excellent. That's another avenue to get leads. I mean,
yeah,
that's,
absolutely.
I'm all for it.
Absolutely. Now, in addition to that, we'll also create content for you on Bing, and then we will submit you to other popular directories that are within your area. Directories like Yelp, Yahoo, Yellow Pages, BBB. I mean, these are just to name a few, but we'll get you listed on the most popular ones where those searches are also performed. Now, that website that you have, we're going to make sure that your website is anchored, okay, where we are listing your business. We definitely want them to see the quality work that you do and to really get to know more about your company, okay? So we'll make sure that it's attached. In addition, we also call cover the voice activated searches, which I'm sure you're familiar with those, Google Home, Amazon Alexa, and Siri. And then last but not least, we'll also give you exposure covering mobile devices. So whether they're performing that search from their iPhone, from their Android, or from their tablet, they'll be able to pull up your company as well. Okay?
Okay. Beautiful.
So with that local only package, you're looking at a flat rate, okay, that I'm able to discount for you at the $149 a month, okay?
Okay.
All of our packages, I'll be very transparent. The company asks for at least a two-month verbal commitment, and that's for you to give it a fair shot, not leaving before the magic happens, Mike. I mean, it is going to be a process, okay, but we do get you listed in a timely manner, okay?
Okay.
And then you're also, the great thing, which, I mean, I think it's the beauty of the program, is you're going to be able to track all of your results. You can see how many times they clicked on your profile. You could see the phone calls that you're receiving from new customers, where they perform the search. You can view all your listings, see all the keywords we have you listed for. We want you to be able to track your success with us. So you'll also have what we call, it's a customized tracking and reporting system, okay? So what do you think? You want to give it a shot?
It sounds really awesome. On the two-month commitment, so would I be able to do 150 today and make a commitment for the
Half? Of course. Yes, so this is how it works. It's a two-month verbal commitment, but you pay monthly, okay?
Okay.
We're not asking you to pay the 2 months up front. You pay the $149 today. Your next payment will be on September 11th, and it'll be in the amount of $149. I'll read it to you
so
all
can...
in a voice verification and so forth.
Excellent. So I can also, if I remember correctly, bundle it like 3 months for $340 or something, someone told me, or is there a discount for doing 3 months at a time? Or?
Yeah, not particularly for the local only package because it is our lowest discounted rate that we're offering it. So But yeah, I mean, if at any time, you know, one of the things that I do want you to know, is that let's say later on down the line, right? You're making more money and you want to invest a little bit more. We also offer a package, Mike. It's called our Platinum Package. It includes everything in the local, but it also includes what's called Facebook ads. I don't know if you've ever seen one, but the way that it works is like any time that someone's performing that search, right, for your services, they're within your area, and they're on Facebook looking at stories or pictures, they're going to see your ad appear on their computer as well as on their mobile device. What it does, Mike, is it helps you reach a larger clientele base. And we make it very unique where we could target a specific audience by either interest, income level, or by location. I will tell you this, that a lot of our clients have seen great results. And once they click on your ad, they're calling you directly. Okay?
Right.
With the Facebook ads, if you wanted, you could cover up to 50 miles. Okay? But if later on down the line, you always have that option to upgrade to that package. And just so you know, that package would run you $249 a month. Okay.
Okay. I'm sure down the road that's going to be feasible, you know, because you have to spend money to make money. It's no brainer.
Right.
You know, you've got to advertise.
Definitely.
So.
You're right. But we definitely, you know, just so you know that there's always, of course, that there's always other options for you. Okay. But again, I mean, I think going with the local only package, let's get your feet wet, right? Let's generate that
business.
Okay.
Yeah. You know, I said to people before I even spoke with you guys, I was like, need to be under House Painters in Lakeland on Google. If they could find my website there, I'll probably get a ton of leads, you know.
And that's the thing, it's a beautiful website, but you know, the hard part about it is that if people don't know you by name, Mike, you know, how are they going to find it, right?
Exactly.
Having a website, I mean, right now, the only way I found it was because I performed a search by your company by name. But again, you know, we'll make sure that they find that as well, okay?
I figured business cards originally, maybe I could get some of those out and whatnot, and then I thought
and handed them
that.
Out, right?
You know, but that only gets you so far, you know?
Right.
This is, people that are serious are going to look on Google and look for somebody, you know, right
exactly.
now.
Exactly, exactly, because it's a service that they need, and that's why they're performing that search. I don't badmouth any companies like HomeAdvisor or anything like that, but it makes it difficult because it's being shot out to you and like three other businesses, right? And I hear lots of stories from many business owners that I speak with is that, you know, if you could just get the opportunity to get them on the phone, right, you could sell yourself. You know?
Absolutely. Yeah, that's where I'm at. With Angie Leeds, I actually got a lead, confirmed an appointment with the lady, and then she ended up calling me before that Saturday and said, oh, they sent someone else out. So I got to pay for the lead as well. I still had to pay $69 for the lead. Yeah, so I didn't have very good luck. I did get a couple good leads from them, and I made quite a bit of money, but it was so monotonous, so much hassle, because inadvertently you end up accepting leads, and then they charge you for it, and it just piles up. It gets to be really expensive really fast. So
I hear you.
I think this will actually be a lot better because they'll go right to my website, which I'm going to tweak. I've got a lot more pictures recently. So I'm going to add some good pictures on there as well. And,
absolutely.
I mean, if there's any suggestions you have on tweaking it, I'd be happy to do it.
Absolutely.
I mean,
you'll have a team dedicated to your account. Anytime that you're updating pictures, you can update them as well, like through your client dashboard, or you could send them to us and we'll update them for you, like on the Google profile, because we add pictures on there too, the content that we're creating. What's the best email address for you? This is where we'll send correspondence, your receipt. What's the best email for you, Mike?
Hey, it's Baskin Michael, just like my name, M-R-C-H-A-U. And it's 552@gmail.com. I know that's super long, but
it's okay. Hey,
and then
that's not that bad. I've seen some where I'm like, oh, my Lord, am I going to have enough room to write that in?
Yeah, mine almost goes that way.
Oh, my gosh. Okay, so you said Baskin, B-A-S-K as in kite, I-N, and that's Lakeland, L-A-K-E?
No, man, it's Baskin Michael.
Michael, Okay.
BaskinMichael552@gmail.com.
Okay. I don't know where I got Lakeland. I think because you said it earlier.
Because we're talking about Lakeland, but yeah.
Oh, man. I really ruined that one, huh? Okay.
Oh,
so BaskinMichael552@gmail.com, right?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. So I'm going to be sending over two emails to you. The first email,
okay.
And they're both coming from Nadine Medina at Local Splash. The first one's going to say Google Advertising. It's going to show you the price is $149 month-to-month for our local-only package. Everything that's included in the package as well. And then
okay.
I'm also sending you a second email that's going to be labeled Client Dashboard Analytics. Okay?
Okay.
What that does is it gives you an overview of our reporting
okay.
system so that you can get familiar with how the reports will look. It's nothing complicated, but I do want you to at least get familiar with it, okay?
Sure.
And then I know that on this number that we're speaking on, you can receive text messages, right, Mike, to this phone
yes.
number? Okay.
Yes, ma'am.
Perfect. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to send you their three text messages, okay? The
okay.
first text, although I was considered the lead on the account, okay, because I do the account creation,
mm-hmm.
I do like to provide my information as well. You do
okay.
have at the very bottom of my emails, it'll have my contact info there, but I always like to send it also in a text message, just so you have it, okay?
Okay.
And let me know when those texts come through, okay? I want to make sure that you got them. The second text message.
My Wi-Fi is on. I always cut it off when I drive.
Oh.
Okay.
It
yeah, it's on. Okay, there's one of the texts.
Perfect. I'm also going to send you another text message. It's going to have the number to our customer service. Okay, Mike?
Okay.
We are available Monday through Friday from 7 in the morning to 4 in the afternoon Pacific Standard Time. So you are
okay.
2 hours ahead of us. So for your time, we're here 9 to 6, okay?
Okay.
Any time that you have an update, a modification, a question, a concern regarding your account, you will contact customer service, okay?
Okay.
And then I'm also sending you a third text. It's going to have a link to a YouTube video. Now, the video is about, I would say, 6 minutes long. When
okay.
you have time, Mike, please take a look at the video. It's actually going to give you a demonstration on how
mm-hmm.
you go in and view your reports. It's nothing
on
complicated, like I said.
Okay.
Yes, it's nothing complicated. It's going to walk you through how you put in your password, how you put in your username. So it's going to walk you right through it. Like I said, it's
okay.
super simple, nothing complicated, but get familiar with it. Okay?
Yes, ma'am.
Now, your first name is Michael. I assume you'd rather be going by Mike, right? So
yeah,
I can notate that.
Calls me Mike.
Okay.
Everybody calls me that.
And then your last name is Baskin, BASKIN, correct?
Yep, no relation to Carol. Just for the record.
You're like, just for the record. Got it?
Yeah.
Okay, and then I see that the phone number we should be listing on Google, and this will be the phone number we can contact you on, is 863-860-1282, correct?
Yes, ma'am, correct.
Beautiful. Now, your company name, it should read as REITS, which is R-E-I-D as in David, apostrophe S,
mm-hmm.
painting, the word and, pressure cleaning, LLC. Is that how you want it to read?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Just want to make
painting
sure.
And pressure cleaning. Reed,
you
painting
got it.
And pressure cleaning, LLC.
Awesome.
And that's
okay.
my middle name that I used for
oh,
the fictitious
okay.
name.
And how
I couldn't
cool is
do
that?
Just couldn't do Reed because there's a Reed painting in Lakeland or nearby. So it's, I tried to get it, a, you know, mix it up a little. So.
Yeah. No, no, no. Yeah, of course. I like that though. Very nice. I still can't get over what a good job you did on that. You know,
well,
your company
you.
Name really stands out on your website. It just, it looks very professional, to be honest with you.
Well, I really
and
appreciate
telling,
that.
I see a lot of websites, and some of them I'm like, ugh, they tried, you know?
Yeah,
but
yeah.
I wouldn't tell them, you know what I mean? The great thing too, that I noticed on your website, and I did want to point that out, you have what's the security lock. Okay. It's the one that's by your URL, your domain, and it has like a lock, right? Which means your website's secure. So no one can, you know, grab your information from there, which is good
because
you know how you have that form that people can fill out. So good. I'm telling you, good job on that. Good job.
Thank you. Thank you.
You're welcome. Now, Google's going to send out a PIN code to you. Okay. The PIN code is going to come in the mail within 6 to 10 days. That PIN code is going to have a verification code. This is what's going to make you the red dot on the map. Okay. So it's super important. What address are we going to have them send it to? I do see an address associated, and I don't know why Andrew Leeds puts the address on there. But is the address 54 Shadeland Drive?
No. It's should be 321 Imperial Boulevard. That's basically working out of my home. So
321 Imperial Boulevard.
Yep, apartment 145. I don't know if we need to include all that, if it's just
Yes, we do.
Okay.
So let me tell you. So it's 321 Imperial Boulevard, apartment 145, Lakeland, Florida, 33803.
Yes, ma'am. Correct.
Okay. So here's the thing. Google is very well aware that a lot of businesses have what's called a home office. We are going to make sure that your address is hidden. We do not want that address showing on Google. Okay.
Yeah, that's good. I was concerned about that. I'm glad you said that.
Yeah, no. We hide the addresses. The only time your address would show, Mike, is if you were a brick and mortar. Let's say you had an actual store or if you had a showroom that people would go to, like, pick out flooring. You know what I mean?
Right. Then I wanted
to
show
up.
I got you.
Okay, perfect. Now, for the billing, Mike, the card that we're using today for the payment for the 149, is it in your name? Does it have the business name or is it in both?
It's just in my name at the moment. I'm working on getting a business checking account and everything. But at the moment, it's just in my name. So.
Okay. And is it just Michael Baskin or is there like a middle initial?
It's actually Mike Baskin on my card.
Mike Baskin? Okay.
Yep. Yeah,
they shined
my mom's
it for you.
Like, if I wanted you to be called Mike, I would have named you Mike.
I would have named you Mike. Right?
She had a hard time about that.
Aw. Okay, and no middle initial, right? Just Mike Baskin. Okay.
Yeah. Yes, ma'am.
All right. And then, is it the same billing address?
Yes.
Okay, and you said apartment 145, right? Just to confirm.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yep.
And is it a Visa, MasterCard, American Express, or Discover?
Visa.
And then I'm ready for the card number, Mike, whenever you are.
Okay, let me grab my readers.
No worries. I got my cheaters on, too.
I've been denying all my bonuses like 2 years ago.
Let me tell you, once you hit 50, I'm like, everything goes downhill.
I'm feeling that at 47. I'll be 47 this month, so I'm already
Oh, well, happy early birthday. When's your birthday?
Well, thank you. It's on the 22nd.
Oh, man. Well, happy early birthday.
Well, I appreciate it. Thank you.
I'll tell you, I turned 50 this year. It feels like I feel like a 21-year-old, right? It's like the new 21-year-old.
It's the new 20.
Well, you know, I embraced it. My sister-in-law embraced it. My husband and my brother-in-law, on the other hand, when they turned 50 a couple years back, they're like, it's not the business. I'm like, you guys are funny.
Oh, no. No, I'm grateful to have made it this far, you know. It's
absolutely.
Like, with the aches and pains. Try to make the best of it.
Exactly.
Joke with my friends that in the morning I gotta sit on the edge of my bed and warm up like an old Buick before I go out and walk out.
It's so funny you say that. My mom has a newer Chrysler, right?
Uh-huh.
But she is so old school. The other day I was driving her somewhere because she can't really drive anymore, but I use her car and I'm like, okay, mom. She goes, honey, you need to start the car, let it warm up a little bit before we go. I could not stop laughing. Mom, we don't have to do that anymore with the new cars. No. I'm just telling you, warm it up first.
Yeah, that's okay. Old school, you know, and really, you know, they do, a lot of people know what they're talking about, and in a way, you don't have to, but it can't hurt anything. It's not good in the wintertime when it's really cold,
yeah.
Believe it or not, to sit one place idling. Yeah, it's not totally necessary.
Right, but I couldn't stop laughing. I'm like, okay,
that's
so
funny.
I just listen to what she says, and I just do it. You know, she's mom. You got to respect what she's telling you. But I couldn't stop laughing. My mom's going to be 77 this year, but she is so old school. I told her the other day she crochets, and my mom's not mobile, right? But she, you know, she still tries to get around. And she had made this baby blanket for me, and I said, oh, well, I have your money. I'll sell it to you with your Zelle. And she goes, I don't do that. Just bring me the cash when you have it. And I'm like, Mom, you don't have your online banking set up with Zelle? And she goes, I don't trust anything. She still writes checks. And I started busting up. I'm like, are you serious? Even for my birthday, she sent me money, Mike. She gave me a check for my birthday gift, and I'm not even joking. The next day, she's on, Nadine, why haven't you cashed the check? I'm like,
oh my God.
Mom, I haven't been to the bank. She goes, well, I'm keeping track of my checkbook. You need to cash that check already. And I'm like, oh,
thank
my God.
She don't have nothing better to do, you know?
She doesn't.
Like my mom.
She doesn't.
She's about the same age, and I tell you, I'm just grateful to have her. I tell you, she beat cancer now for 11 years.
So did my mom. Yeah, my mom beat breast cancer, you know, and I'm telling you, she's still going strong, and it's so funny because she's so old school, but yet she's, you know, she's hit to some things, you know, and I mean, I'm grateful that I still have her around, you know, really am. I know.
Yeah.
Sometimes they tell us things, but.
Mom says some off the wall, off the chain things to me, but the only difference we have is politically. And we just, you know, we try not to argue, but it's like she'll start it. She'll say something snide, and then I'll say something back, and I don't want to talk about it. And I'm like, okay, Mom.
Don't talk to me
about it anymore. You know, I try to keep it peaceful, but she gets so heated over political stuff, and it's like.
Oh, my mom's the same way, and I don't bring anything up to her. Like, she went off on my daughter because my mom had told her, did you go vote? And my daughter's like, no. My mom's all, no excuses. You could have mailed it in and blah, blah, blah. My daughter's like, Grandma, like, really, my vote is, you don't understand. That's your right. And I'm like, oh, my God. I tell my daughter, why did you even tell her that you didn't? You should have just, you know, kept
your
mouth shut.
You're very sensible, Medina. And I tell you, you know as well as I do that no one gets that many votes overnight. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
You can get political, but my stance in voting is about like your daughter's now. I'm about right there with her. One vote ain't going to make a difference because
exactly.
It didn't make a difference anyway. I went down there and stood in line and get cheated. So, you know,
I hear you.
I don't get political, and I tell everybody that did go in that direction. I feel sorry for them because they're probably regretting it, especially paying almost $5 a gallon for gas.
I pick and choose my battles with my mom.
Yeah, so me and you are on the same page. Either way, it doesn't matter. We're all in the same boat. We're all on the same road, and hopefully this country wises up and realizes that there's a small group of elite people that run this country, and it's like a chess game to them. And slowly but surely, they're going to totally take away our rights, and my kids are not going to have the same world to live in. You know, but unfortunately, it's out of our hands. In my opinion, God's at the helm, and that's all I've ever
exactly.
You know,
amen on that one. Amen on that
work.
One.
Yes, ma'am. I work every day and do the best I can and try to be happy.
That's all we can do. Yeah, I tell my kids, you just keep pushing, you know.
This is going to be a blessing, though. I have a feeling that I'm going to be very successful with this. And
I do, too.
Talking about it a lot.
Yeah, and I'll tell you, Mike, our team, you know, they're a great team. They're highly trained and certified. We're dedicated to assisting, you know, all of our clients, right? I mean, we work with many businesses throughout the United States. So, believe me, we're going to do everything to retain you month in and month out, right? Because as long as you're successful with our program, that's going to equal our success just as well, you know?
Yes, ma'am. I can use child support money if I have to take care of it. Eventually,
no, we don't want you going that far, you know?
Well, listen, but, I mean, my kids are very well taken care of. You know, but I
yeah.
mean, if it comes down to it, if I'm slow, I'm going to make it happen. I need to keep that up.
No matter what. Exactly.
Yeah, it's
exactly.
Very crucial to my business. And I found a super good helper, a guy that's really on point to help me. Last week, I shot myself in the finger with my paint sprayer. Don't tell anyone.
Oh, man.
I got a high pressure injection in my finger, and they rushed me to the hospital that afternoon. And I was in the hospital for 2 days.
Ouch.
Had to have surgery on my finger, and it's still wrapped up, but I'm able to work. I was able to finish a house in Auburndale, and came out nice. It was a newer block home, and it was in a neighborhood where they need a lot of paint jobs, so I'm hoping to get some notoriety there and maybe pick up a couple jobs. But I think once we do this, I shouldn't have to worry about that. They'll be coming to me. So
yeah, absolutely. So, I am ready for the card number when you are.
Yes, ma'am. 20 minutes later.
But it's okay. I don't mind. I love conversations.
Yes,
I like to make it personal. You know what I mean? I want you
yes,
to feel
ma'am.
Comfortable, too. We can go on talking all day.
Yeah, you got to build that rapport. I used to work in AC sales for a short period of time, and I saw some cases, and that was part of it, building rapport and if
yeah.
I'm using the terminology correct,
you know,
but,
yeah, no, it is. And I'll tell you this, you know, it can't be like just, oh, you know, this is what we're doing. I want you to feel comfortable. I want to make sure what all your needs and wants are. This way, you know, we can go forward, you know,
okay.
And making sure it's a good fit for you. Okay.
Yes, ma'am. I'm sure it will be. As long as I type in house painters in Lakeland and
yes.
I put my name on the map, the red dot and all that, I'm
we're going to go over all those specifics in your client interview as well.
Okay?
Okay. All right.
All right.
So I'm ready.
4737.
Uh-huh.
0291.
Mm-hmm.
5079.
Uh-huh.
7612.
Expiration month and year?
725.
Okay. And the CVV code on the back?
077.
Okay, I'm going to read it back to you for accuracy. 4737-0291-5079-7612. Correct?
That's correct.
Expires July of 2025, and the CVV on the back is 077.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, so before I process your payment, I am going to walk you through what's called a voice verification recording. Now, it
okay.
is for your protection. What it's going to do, it's going to outline our service agreement. And as I mentioned, an added form of protection for you as well that we'll send in writing along with your invoice. Okay?
Okay.
As I am walking you through it, if there is anything that you don't understand, Mike, do me a favor and just stop me. Just say, hey, Nadine, what does that mean? And what I'll do is I'll go back. And I'll review it, and then I'll rephrase it. I want to make
okay.
sure that you have a clear and firm understanding before we process your payment. Sound good?
Yes, ma'am.
Awesome. Okay. So I'm going to turn on the recording, Mike, and it reads like this. Welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement with Local Splash and is an added form of protection for you. To ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
Okay. Reed's Painting and Pressure Cleaning, LLC.
Please state your name and title within the business.
Michael Baskin, owner-operator.
Are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of the business?
Yes.
You are an authorized user on the billing of this account, correct?
Yes.
To get results as fast as possible, it is important that you are actively involved in your campaign. As a result of increased visibility, please be advised that you may receive calls from third-party vendors unrelated to local splash. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls, text messages, and emails from local splash?
Yes.
Okay. Now, I do want to tell you to please keep in mind, Mike, you might get a call from a company you're not related to us, okay, trying to sell you another type of product online.
Okay.
They are not associated with local splash. We're not going to call you to ask you for more money. Okay?
Okay.
Okay. Now, in hiring local splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Yeah, that's what I'm a little unsure about.
No worries. It's okay. I typically explain this one. Okay. So what we're saying here, we're not telling you you can't do additional online marketing. What we are saying is that before you do, please give us a call first so that we can reference and make sure that we're not already providing you that service. We don't want you spending more money if you don't need to. Okay. That's what that means.
Yes. I understand, and yes to that answer, then I'll disclose if I do any other advertising.
Perfect. Now, your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today, which is August 11th, 2022, in the non-refundable amount of $149.
Okay.
This is a two-month verbal agreement. Your next payment will be charged on September 11th, 2022 in the amount of $149.
Okay.
This is a recurring payment.
Okay.
So when the term is completed, your agreement will automatically renew each month on the 11th day in the amount of $149. You may discontinue or suspend your agreement at any time by contacting client support. So the number that you would call is going to be 877-635-6225. Okay? That's the number that I texted you. All right?
Okay.
Please contact client support at least 3 business days before your next billing is due, and that's to prevent the charge. So once you've completed your 2 months, it's just going to go month to month. Now, I know you mentioned earlier that, you know, you're in the works of getting like a business account, right, set up?
Yes, ma'am.
If and when you do that, okay, and you want us to start using the card that you have for the business, make sure you call us 3 days before so we can update it in our system. Okay?
Absolutely.
All right. Now, do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
Okay. So what I'm doing now, Mike, is I'm going to be updating the package, okay, and then I'm going to process the payment. In the next minute or so, you're going to receive it via email and text message, a copy of your receipt. It'll say initial invoice, and I'll walk you through that in a minute. The next thing I want to do is I want to schedule a client interview for you. Now, the client interview is going to be conducted with one of our technicians, okay?
Okay.
They're going to talk to you more in detail. They're basically crossing all the T's, dotting all of the I's.
Okay.
They're going to talk to you about the keywords. They're going to go way more in depth. It takes anywhere between 30 to 40 minutes, maybe a little longer. It just depends on how many questions or details you have.
Okay.
However, I want to schedule it as early as possible, but based off of your, you know, what works for you.
Tomorrow would be great because the kids will both be in school, and then I won't have any interruptions.
any distractions.
My son's good right now. He's actually behaving because his sister's not here. She's in elementary now. So, he was home for a doctor's appointment.
So he's kind of quiet.
So.
Oh,
yeah, he's being
okay.
A good boy. He's playing with Matchbox.
Yes,
he
is.
I think I just got one of your messages.
Awesome. It's probably your initial invoice. So If we're looking at tomorrow's schedule, I'm going to go over the times that we have available. In fact, you're 3 hours ahead. So whatever time I give you is going to be based off of your time. Okay?
Okay.
So I have the following times, 10 to 11, 11 to 12, 12 to 1, 1 to 2, 2 to 3, and then I have 4 to 5, 5 to 6, and 6 to 7. I also have late appointments for today, 10 to 11.
Yes.
Okay. Perfect. All right. So what I'm going to do right now is I'm going to set up your client interview. It's going to be tomorrow between 10 and 11 o'clock. Okay. Now, during that client interview, like I said, you don't have to even be in front of a computer. They're basically going over everything that you and I went over just to make sure I put everything accurate, and then they'll go further in detail with keywords and so forth.
Okay.
You're going to be receiving an email with that calendar invite, okay? You don't need to do anything with it, but we will send you, Mike, a notification, a reminder, an hour before your client interview just to let you know it's coming up, okay?
Okay.
And they will call you from an 877 number, so please make sure to answer all calls within that hour, okay?
Yeah.
Now, if you take a look, let me see, let me do the notes first and then we'll go back to your receipt.
Okay.
So I know when we were talking, and I just kind of want to be specific with you, house painting, pressure. Now, is that interior and exterior house painting?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. That's what I want to be specific. So painting, interior, interior and exterior. And then I know we talked about pressure washing. Do you want me to put the any other specifics, drywall repair? Do you want that notated?
If you could put paver sealing, cleaning and sealing.
Oh, okay. Paver, cleaning and sealing. Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, drywall repair. I think you already got that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Popcorn removal and retexture.
Okay.
And that's pretty much, you know, and then I'm going to hold off on the bathroom. Well, don't know. Bathroom remodel would be great if you can slap that in there, too.
Of course. You're like, I don't want to get too crazy, but, yeah, I'll put that in there. Now, at any time that you want to add more keywords or you want to update them, you can do so at any time, Mike. It's not going to cost you more. Okay?
Okay, great, great.
Now, your Facebook. Are you just under Mike Baskin?
Yes.
Okay, let me see if I can find you. In Lakeland, right?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, let me see if I can pull it up here. Do you remember what your profile picture looks like?
A big redneck standing up on the roof.
You're killing me here.
And then I got my kids in the background on a collage and stuff, so...
Okay, let me see. Oh, my gosh, you're so funny. Well, I found a Mike that likes to fish.
that might be. I love to fish, but I haven't been in like 2 years.
You know what? My husband loves fishing. I mean, he loves fishing. That guy, if he could fish all his life, he would do it.
I hear that. Yeah, I just don't have the chance here, but I'm hopefully going on the 20th to Vero, so I'm hoping to go out.
Nice. Wow, how exciting. And it's under Mike, right? Not Michael.
You might want to check Mike. Hold on, I'll look at it and tell you.
Okay.
See here. Michael Baskin.
Michael Baskin. Oh, so you used your full name on that one.
Yeah, I did. Once in a while, I'll do that. And then there's pictures of my kids. And
okay.
That was up on a roof. I was working on a firewall and thought it was a cool picture at the time.
So. Nice. Okay. Now, when it comes to us contacting you, do you prefer, like, your method of contact? Do you prefer phone calls, text messages, and emails, like all three? Do you prefer phone and text? What's your preference?
Probably text. Because I might be, you know, have my hands full of paint or something. I always like to try to just check my phone hourly
okay.
and whatnot. Tomorrow
okay.
I'll be by the phone, so.
Okay, Oh, your kids are cute. Aw.
Thank you.
God bless them. Look at how sweet. Aw.
They're really good kids. I'm very blessed.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Kids are such a blessing. Being a grandparent is even more of a blessing, but you still got time for that.
Yeah, I wasn't expecting to be a dad. I made it 40 years, and then
I was
married 9 years, and then we finally just, bam, like she thought she was sick one day, and then here comes my daughter. So,
oh, my.
It was, yeah, but we ended up parting ways 4 years ago, and uh-huh. I got custody of both of them, and she's up in Kansas, and I'm actually supposed to be remarried on the 20th if everything goes well.
Well, I'll definitely keep you in my prayers. God bless you guys. That's awesome.
Thank you.
Of course. What are your hours of operation? Is it like Monday through Friday, Monday through Saturday?
Monday through Friday, 7:30 to 5:30.
7:30 to 5:30. Okay. Now, your forms of payments that you accept from clients, do you do like cash, check, Venmo, PayPal?
Well, I just went through a whole deal with that. I tried to get with Square, and on my first transaction, they evaluated my information and they deactivated my account, I guess, because of credit issues. And then also, I ended up taking credit cards through Cash App, which cost me a fortune. I think I paid $60 to have money transferred.
Oh, man.
So, it's like 3%. So I'm hoping maybe Wells Fargo have something when I do open my business account. I'm not sure if I'm going to do it with them. I might do it with a credit union.
Yeah, they're pretty good.
I mean, it'd be stupid not to accept Visa and MasterCard because most people don't have $3,000 to $5,000 laying around.
Yeah. No, well, you'd be surprised.
Yeah, there are people that do, but then there's some that don't, and I don't want to lose those customers either.
Even
though I have to pay, which I'll have to make up the difference in the charge. You know,
of course. Okay.
Yeah, but I hope.
Okay, no worries. Now, let's see. So as far as right now, you're doing cash, check. What about Zelle? Do you do Zelle?
I'm willing to. I believe I'm on Zelle. Yes. Yeah, so
okay. Do you want me to notate that then? Just cash, check, and Zelle for the meantime?
For the meantime. That way.
Okay.
Well, I mean, no, I can do Visa or MasterCard, but I have to do it through Cash App. So.
Do you want me to notate Cash App, and then you can just discuss it further with them if that was a choice?
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay. Okay, and then any time, let's say you start taking, you know, you get set up for credit card processing, just let us know so that way we can update it, okay?
Okay.
And then are you licensed and insured or in the process?
I'm licensed. I can do blanket policies if necessary, you know, for big jobs and whatnot. But I'm working on having, so, yeah, we can say insured. We can say licensed and insured.
Okay, perfect. And then let's see. Now you do have the option, okay, where we could put what's called a call tracking number. So instead of your actual phone number showing, it'll be a tracking number. It comes with an app that you can download from the App Store on your phone. But what it does is it allows you to see your phone calls, your messages, and it's also a way where you can block any spam calls that might come in.
Okay.
Would you be interested in the tracking number? It doesn't cost you additional. It is an option for you. Or do you want to keep it as your number?
I'll check it out because I love the spam risk that shows up on my phone. I'm kind of looking for, because you said there might be third-party people calling or whatnot.
So. And you can block those numbers when they call through. So do you want us to put the tracking number on it?
Sure, I'll try it out, see if I can figure it out.
And if you don't like it, I mean, we can always remove it. That's, you know, again, it's something that's offered to you and it doesn't cost you more, but if it can prevent that and then also allow you to see your messages and your calls, even better, right?
Right. Well, I mean, will it redirect my calls to that?
Yes, yes. Oh, yeah, absolutely. So the tracking number is going to be linked to your phone number. So when they call that number, it's going to go still directly to you. They're
okay.
just not going to see your actual, you know, cell number there, in other words.
See. That would
okay.
be awesome, yeah. That would be
okay.
better.
Perfect. So let me make sure that that's updated there. And then, let's see, what else do we need? Okay, I got that. I got your Facebook page. I got that. And then it looks like pretty much we've got everything there. And then now if you take a look, I know you got several messages from us as well as emails. It would have came before the invite.
Okay.
I need you to find the one that says local splash. It'll say initial invoice and it'll start off by saying, dear Mike Baskin, thank you for choosing local splash. A copy of your invoice is located below this email.
Yes, ma'am. I found it.
Okay. Awesome. So when you open it, right, there's a part there that says, please click here to accept your subscription terms. Do you see that?
Is it down at the bottom?
Yeah. When you open it up, it'll say, dear Mike Baskin, thank you for choosing local splash. A copy of your invoice is located below this email. And then
yeah,
it'll go on
that.
To say, okay, do me a favor and click on where it says, please click here.
Okay.
Now, what it's going to do, Mike, it takes you to a page that says local splash terms of experience at the very top, right? Are you on that page?
Yeah, it says terms
okay.
and conditions.
Terms and conditions. Perfect. So this is everything that, you know, we're going to be doing, what we mentioned in the voice verification. On that same page, do me a favor, scroll all the way down to the very bottom. It's going to ask you for a signature in one of those boxes. But right above that, there's a little box to the left, Mike, and it says, I certify that I am the authorized holder and signer of the credit card. Right? You see that there?
I'm seeing identification of the company, agency of record and agreement.
Okay. And are you at the very, very bottom?
Yeah, it shows career.
Do you see where it's asking you to sign?
I'm not seeing that. It's weird.
Okay. You're on the terms of experience, right?
I need to back up.
Yeah, back up.
Relevant ads. DBA, local splash, it says terms and conditions.
Uh-huh, and then you scrolled all the way down to the bottom of that page, right?
Let me do it again here in case
okay.
I missed it. I didn't see anywhere to sign my name.
Okay, yeah. Then you probably went a little further or on the wrong one.
Yeah, because this one has Meta, business partner, Google partner at the bottom. And so
okay.
Back up.
Back out. Back out of it completely. And then we'll walk through it again.
Here's terms of experience.
Okay. Stay on that page. Scroll to
the
bottom.
Got you.
You see it there, the signature box?
So.
Before you sign, there's a little box above the signature box that says, I certify that I'm the authorized holder and signer of the card. Do you see that one?
Yes.
Okay, you're going to click in that little box because what you're saying, Mike, is that it is your name on the card that you provided for the payment.
Yes,
okay,
ma'am.
And then where it's asking for your signature, you're just going to type your name exactly as it reads, Mike, a space, and then Baskin.
Okay.
And you don't need to put the date because it's already populated there.
Okay.
So when you do that and you click on confirm signature, it should take you to a page that's asking you for a username and a password. Let me know when you see that.
Okay, I'm on it. Hayden.
Perfect. Perfect. So we don't have your username and password yet because they're going to create that.
Okay.
This is where you would go in, Mike, and that's why I wanted you to see this part. This is where you would go in to track your results with us, okay?
Okay.
So in 5 to 7 days, you're going to receive another email with this link, a username and a password, so you could start going in and tracking your results with us. So that's why I want you to watch that video so you can get familiar with it. Okay?
Okay.
Okay. Now, the last thing I want to go over with you. Tomorrow, they're going to call you from an 877 number between 10 and 11 o'clock. We're going to send you a reminder an hour before your client interview. So please make sure to answer all calls within that hour. Okay?
Yes, ma'am.
You don't need to be in front of a computer. Again, they're basically crossing all the T's, dotting all the I's, talking to you about, you know, the keywords and so forth. Now, within 6 to 10 days, you're going to receive a PIN code in the mail from Google. It's going to look like a postcard. That PIN code is what's going to make you the red dot on the map, and the technician will go over with you. Make sure that when you get that PIN code that you provide it to us, okay?
Okay.
5 to 7 days, you're going to be listed within all the directories. Your Facebook page for your business is going to be created. We're going to send you your login credentials to start tracking your results with us, okay?
Okay.
Now, typically what it states in our terms and conditions that we sent you in writing, okay,
mm-hmm.
First page placement on Google, Mike, it can take between 30 to 45 days. However, we like to underpromise and overdeliver. I have
okay.
seen it at times where it's happened sooner, okay? In the meantime, we're getting everything else published, the directories and all that, because we know it's important for you to start getting those calls as quickly as possible.
Yes,
and we'll be sending you notifications letting you know when you're live on the first page of Google, when you're live in the directories. So we're going to keep you in the loop as these things are being completed. Okay?
Okay, so I'm looking at next month. We'll just say next month before I'm going to show up on the map there on Google.
Yeah, I'm going to say that. But again, I've seen where it's happened sooner. Okay. We'll be notifying you. We work very diligently. So we're going to be on top of everything, making sure, you know, everything's notated correctly and all that. Okay.
Awesome.
So I want to be the first to welcome you to our local Splash family. And I want to thank you for giving us the opportunity to help you grow your business. I'm super excited for you.
Thank you so much. I am too.
You are so welcome.
Going to be a good stepping stone for me.
It is. Yes, sir. Okay.
Yes,
well, Mike, again, thank you for your time, and I hope you have a blessed rest of your day, okay?
You as well, ma'am.
All right.
Talking to you, and I appreciate the help, and I look forward
to doing business.
Likewise.
You're welcome. You too.
Bye.
Bye-bye.